Okay. Now is day 2, 17th of March, 2018. The time now is 6:42, slightly, 6:45 already. Okay. We're supposed to have our meditation. You're supposed to do about 30 minutes of meditation, formal meditation, followed by 10 minutes of daily mindfulness training. You can reverse it if you want to. You can do the daily mindfulness, bowing, walking, just relax, silent, and develop mindfulness. Just allow your mind to settle down and develop the awareness of all your activity, whether bending, stretching, turning, walking, or bowing, or whatever. Then if you can, straight away go in the meditative state, like one Kaya Metta. She reported to me just now, very good. She was able to go into the silent. When at home, she told me she can't do the lying down where she tend to go to sleep. But when she is here, she didn't go to sleep. She become aware. And the awareness become more and more clear, more and more stable. Then she remember what I advised. Behave like a dead person, like you cannot respond. Then only that nature can be aware. You cannot arise thought, you cannot do anything. You cannot even scratch or try to do whatever. So when she start to do that, she become more and more mindful. Then what happened was, she said, suddenly she can feel the pounding of the heart, the heartbeat, the vibration all over the body, then including the head and all those things. Then later on, as this one stabilized, it become more and more quiet, more and more fine, until finally, like, no more vibration. Everything was so still. Then she can even hear the chanting, the Mahayana chanting now there, even the very clear tok 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 or whatever, the rhythm, then the loud pounding, all those things doesn't disturb her. The mindfulness, the awareness is so clear. That's why I rejoice as a sadhu. I say you should continue to stabilize it. Then that silent mind, which has the stability of mindfulness and awareness, will give rise to the condition for you to understand a lot of things. And your meditation will be very different. You will progress. So this is how meditation can be developed. Just relax, silent, and aware. Then all these vibration, they will slow down, become very quiet, then very still, and you become very clear. So this is how you should do it. Hopefully this can give you faith. Okay? So now I will let you meditate on your own. You just remember, relax, maintain awareness. No need to do anything. Just like just now, somebody asked me, how do we deal with anger? You don't deal with anger, you just observe it, silent, be aware of it, just be with it, then you will cease to be. Then you realize anger is a condition arising, mental state, not real, not what you think. Then when you experience that in the meditation, you become different. Then you understand the true mind before the stirring was peaceful, still, just aware, silent. Then that movement was due to your reaction to sense experience, your wrong view. Then when you understand that, you will finally understand that there is just an awareness of what is going on. So the awareness will give rise to wisdom and understanding. And that is what meditation is all about. To realize the silent mind, which is your true mind, so that you can be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. That is what Appamatta or heedfulness is all about. Okay? So I let you meditate. Then I will ring the bell after about maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.